Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Grace is a new play by Sophie Dingerman, which opens on Monday at Auckland's Basement Theatre, formerly The Silo. Sophie joins me now. Sophie, I must admit to being incredibly envious of you, having such a fascinating story in your own family from which to draw.
Yeah, it's an amazing gift to be given as a writer and director, to have an extraordinary story as part of my heritage. I was first told it when I was a kid by my mum. I was sitting at the kitchen table, and I grew up in the house that Grace, who faked her death for my great-grandfather Walter, she and Walter bought that house when they settled in Hawke's Bay. So for me, I love the fact that I heard about their story and the home that they made when they came to New Zealand.
How was the story told to you?
It just came up in a conversation, and my mum told it in a fairly excited way, knowing that it's a pretty thrilling thing to learn about your family. She also told me I was never allowed to talk to my grandfather about it, their son, because it meant that he was illegitimate, and he found that really hard to deal with, because when Grace and Walter arrived in New Zealand, they pretended that they were married, because when Grace faked her death,
Just backtrack a little bit here. So yeah, tell me the story, because you said she faked her death. Yeah, tell me the story.
Well, in 1907, she faked her death to run away to New Zealand with Walter, and she was already married to a man called Harold Oakeshott. And I've been given certain details of their story, and I extrapolated upon those details in order to bring the story to the stage. But one thing I know for sure is that her marriage to Harold was one that was based more on their shared passion for the socialist cause rather than the kind of holistic love that she came to experience with Walter.
So how did she fake her death?
We have to come to the play to find
out.
Oh,
boring. Come on. Give us a hint. Does it involve water? Does it involve water?
It might involve water.
I reckon it involves water. If I was going to fake my death, I'd throw some clothes into the water. So you basically, you've had this story floating around since you were young. When did you first hear it?
I was 10 when I first heard it. And I'm nearly 30, so I've been wanting to tell this for 20 years. So it's quite exciting to have realised a dream I had since when I was a kid.
It must be quite a challenge, because you know that you've really only got more or less one shot. I mean, I suppose you could try writing the story again, but you've got one shot to get out the story, to use the story that's been floating around within you and within your family, within your family for 100 years, and within you for 20 years. Did that put quite a bit of pressure on you to realise it?
Yeah, it's a curious thing, the creative process. Sometimes it takes on a life of itself, even though you're working really hard to craft something. And sometimes I sit back and puzzle over how I ended up telling the story and that it became what it became. So sometimes the responsibility is difficult when I think about Grace and Walter, and I wonder whether or not they like the way I've represented them, because I have had to make up certain things about who they were and what they believed in and what they did. And I've made those things up based on what I know of their life. So I assume I'm fairly accurate, but things have gone pretty well in the last couple of years with the project. So I feel they may be looking down upon me, protectively supporting the choices I've made.
Did you ever meet Grace?
No, Grace died when she was about 56, when her children were in their late adolescence and early 20s. And so my my mother never met her either. But my grandfather, who I grew up with, their son, he really loved and respected his parents, and he used to talk about the things that they did. And I got a real sense of who she was through him, and especially through the research that I did for the play, because I followed the things that she was interested in, her life, and I got a really good understanding of what it was like to live in London at the turn of the century and to believe in the kinds of things she believed in, like the socialist cause and the kind of work that she did.
I don't want you to give away anything in the play, and you're not going to anyway, but was she ever found out?
I think that her family and people she knew in her community in London had an idea. We have a copy of her death notice that was printed in the newspaper in England, and that is and makes its way into the play. But her son, Colin, lived his adult life in England, and he tracked down one of her brothers and told her brother who he was, and her brother said, "In the eyes of my family, Grace is dead. Please never contact us again." So to me, that suggests that they had an idea that she had run away, but that they chose to go along with the ruse because she did it to protect them from the scandal, and they wanted to go along with it.
Mm, interesting. So now tell me about the production.
Well, it's been in development for a couple of years, and it unfolds against the backdrop of the politics and personalities of the Fabian Society, which was a socialist organisation that emerged out of the British socialist movement at the end of the 19th century. And I know for sure that Grace and Walter met at a meeting of the Fabian Society. They were both members, and so that became a starting point for me for my research. And she also comes to run for election to the London County Council in order to get Fabian socialist policies into government. So it's really Grace and Walter's love story, but it unfolds against the backdrop of the politics of the time and the issues for Londoners at that time.
Now, it premiered this year?
At Bats Theatre.
In August, actually. And at Bats, apparently got a great reception.
Yeah, things went really well down there. We had really good houses and good reviews and interesting criticisms as well. But yeah, it was a great experience.
You're an Aucklander though, right?
Well, I live in Auckland. I don't think I can call myself an Aucklander, honest.
You studied at Auckland University?
Yeah, I've been living here for the last few years, but I've actually spent a lot of time living in Wellington and some time living in London as well.
Perhaps you can answer the great debate, because, I mean, Wellington fancies itself as the theatre capital of New Zealand, the cultural capital of New Zealand. Mm. It always seems to me that there's quite a lot going on in Auckland, though, as well.
Oh, definitely. They're very, very different cities, and I think it's quite difficult to compare them.
If you were going to say one was better, though.
I'm actually just about to move back to Wellington, so I might favour Wellington in certain respects. But, yeah, I think they both cities have their advantages and disadvantages when it comes to the arts. You get a lot more international work coming to Auckland, which is great.
Up in Auckland, the play is on at The Basement, which used to be the Silo Theatre.
Yeah, that's right, Lower Grays Avenue.
And it starts on Monday.
Yep, Monday the 15th.
That's right.
And we have a six-day season until September the 20th, and we also have a matinee on the Saturday the 20th at 2 p.m.
Brilliant. And people, if they want tickets?
They can book through The Edge. We're part of the stamp program at The Edge, and that's the-edge.co.nz. And there's also information on the Rebel Alliance webpage, which is www.therebelalliance.co.nz, and that will give you all the details you need for booking as well.
Brilliant, thank you, and good luck, and I look forward to seeing it myself so I can find out exactly what happened to Grace.
Great, thank you.
And again, Sophie's play Grace opens on Monday at the Basement Theatre in Auckland.
And that's our show for the week. As always, if you want to hear any of those interviews, you can find it online at publicaddress.net/radio. I'm David Slack.
And I'm Damien Christie. Thanks, New Zealand On Air.